John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kiltica, Ed.
Cool. It's the High Gain Podcast.
It sure is, Dad.
Yeah. Where are we recording from?
Beautiful. West Seattle, Washington.
98126?
98116.
116. Yeah. Okay, cool. You've got a cool guitar. That's what we talk about.
It's a jazzy boy.
Yeah, but like not super fat. Kind of a real thin, svelte jazzy boy.
Svelte.
Yeah, but fancy looking.
I would say so.
Got gold. It's got big block inlays.
Yeah, it's an Ibanez GB10. It's a George Benson signature model guitar.
I don't know much about that guitar. I don't know much about George Benson. The thing that jumps out at me when I look at it straight on, move your hand. It's the big three screws on that pick guard.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing we're going to talk about? That's funny. Beverages.
Beverages, Ed.
Yeah.
You like the jazzy beverages?
I love it when you play jazzy chords and I can watch your fingers move around like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I could do it sometimes.
I think you did a great job.
And then I have to go ice my hand for like a week.
Right. Right. We don't do that so much.
Yeah. We're not professionals over here.
No.
What are you drinking?
I have water, which is the universal beverage of both man and beast.
Is there protein in there?
Nope. It's just water. Out of your tap.
You are really going to like that water. I got this really fancy water filter.
Yeah.
It's under the kitchen sink.
Okay.
So that should be some pretty delicious water.
It's great. You know, you travel a little bit. You go around. You live in various places of the country. You
yes.
go visit. Seattle, Washington has some great water.
Yes.
Just out of the tap. You can drink water here. And it's pretty top-notch. And you
yep.
go other places, and it's like, what the fuck yeah. is in this?
Why does my water smell like sulfur?
Yeah. Some hotel we stayed at in California, I poured the water into a glass, and it was so aerated, it looked like milk, and it made me afraid to drink it. I was brushing my teeth, and I saw the water and was like, oh, fuck, something's bad.
Water phobia.
Yeah. I've got water and coffee.
I have coffee, too.
Okay.
And I have a naked beverage in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the naked beverages?
Mm-hmm.
This is a naked blue machine.
Oh, blueberry.
Is that what it is?
It
just
whatever.
Says blue machine, but it doesn't anywhere
it's gotta,
say like...
It's got to be blueberries.
Yeah, I mean, there's pictures of blueberries.
You say it doesn't say blueberries, but I can tell that you're staring at that label and you cannot read a single word because it's too small. You can't see what's on that label,
yeah,
John.
Your intrepid host here needs new glasses.
Yeah. Let me see that, because I bet it says blueberry on there. Come on. What's
right.
it say? It says shake well, and that's all I can read.
Yeah, see? What are you up to, Ed?
Oh, man, I've just been hanging and banging, you know.
How do you like being on the Ruinous Media Network?
Oh, my God. The people went crazy,
nuts.
John. Crazy. It's been hard keeping up.
When the mail truck backs up those big canvas satchels of correspondence, I thought that was the oldie times.
The fan mail.
I'm still going through it.
Full disclosure, John.
We're pretending.
Yeah.
It's theater of the air, radio of the mind.
Oh, my God.
You guys were all imagining that, weren't
you? Yeah, you thought we actually had a bunch of fan mail and stuff.
Yeah. That is top-notch storytelling I just did there.
I love it when you do that. You know that.
Well, as mentioned,
George Benson.
George Benson. Are you familiar with him?
I know the name. I know the George Benson signature model guitars, and I think they're great. So I have a picture of what he would play like, purely from what the guitars look like.
Well, there are different phases of his career, which I find fascinating. George Benson, born in 1943 in Pittsburgh, was a child prodigy.
Okay.
He was a badass almost from the get-go. He started playing in nightclubs when he was 8. He got signed to RCA Records when he was 9.
What? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while you hear that.
Yeah.
But then there's something, right? Did his parents play guitar? If he's amazing by 9, he had to have a guitar for a few years, like been able to pick one up and play it.
Yeah, sure.
But we don't know.
I don't think he's like Rain Man or something.
I don't know.
Wapner.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. That movie trope, I find...
disappointing.
Disturbing.
Sorry.
There's Rain Man, but there's like The Accountant with Ben Affleck. Oh, he's an accountant. He's really good with numbers. The implied thing is he's autistic, so of course he's good with numbers.
Right.
And an amazing assassin. This thing, this movie trope where these traits are played as a superpower. Yeah. And I find that very weird Hollywood script writing. It's very common.
George starts playing early. He's a badass jazz cat.
Signed to RCA?
Yeah.
At 9?
Yes.
Playing jazz?
Yes. He was traveling all around the country playing at a very young age. One of the places he ended up was Seattle.
That's where we live, John.
It is. He was in a music store here in Seattle.
Okay, what music store?
I don't know.
Okay, cool. How old was he?
Oh, let's say he was like 18, 19.
Okay.
But he's in a music store in Seattle, and he plays an Ibanez.
Okay.
And he likes it.
Sure.
That kind of sticks in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
By 1976, he gets it in his head that he wants his own signature model when he gets approached by Ibanez.
We've talked about this before where Ibanez kind of went out of their way to court musicians. We will do what you want. That's kind of their thing with their signature models.
And that is exactly what happened.
Okay.
They send a guy to his house with paper and pen, and they start drawing ideas. And George is saying, here's what I want.
Sure.
You've probably noticed that this is a jazz box that is smaller than most.
It's not a big fatty boy. We started with that.
Yeah. It is completely hollow, though.
Okay.
Top of George's list is broken guitars, broken on airplanes. So he said, I want a jazz box that's small enough to fit in an overhead compartment on a plane.
Mm.
And so that's why this is kind of smaller sized. And see the volute on the back of the headstock?
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Nice. I want something where the headstock doesn't keep snapping.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that for him.
That was nice.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
So this thing is only 14 and a half body width. And every time we talk about this, I can't remember where that measurement comes from. So I brought a tape measure.
Oh, man. We're going to do science.
14 and a half inches at its widest point.
Yeah. Is that a standard?
Most regular jazz boxes are like 17 in that range.
Okay.
So this is a little guy.
Plus, it's not as deep.
Hold on. 2.5 inches deep.
2.5 inches.
Yeah.
Gibson ES-175D?
Yes.
3.125 inches.
There you go.
2 versus 3 is a substantial increase in volume on that thing.
This is a solid top. Both the pickups are floating.
No kidding.
I'm going to turn this kind of on its side so Ed can see that.
Yeah.
Underneath the pick guard, Ed is noticing there are multiple screws on the pick guard.
No kidding.
There's an adjustment screw with a spring on it. So you want that pickup higher or lower? The bridge pickup is adjustable up or down. The neck pickup is mounted directly to the neck, so it is what it is.
Okay. It's the first thing that jumped out at me when I saw the guitar. Yeah. Why are there so many big-ass screws on the pickguard, but there's an actual utility to it? That's great.
Yeah, completely adjustable. Not only that, but the strings go across this adjustable bridge into what's called a bi-level tailpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the strings go across the bridge into some fancy pants tailpiece, and that's the end of the story. And we've talked and joked in the past about break angle.
Yep.
George wanted this. Bi-level tailpiece, the lower three strings go into one half.
Yep.
The upper three go into another.
Yep.
If you want a different break angle for each of those sets.
Oh, that adjusts that.
Turn the thumb screws and you can raise or lower that. That's the thing our man George wanted.
A George Benson, who's been a prodigy since he was 8 years old, probably cares about the break angle on his guitar.
He could probably hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like feel it and see it and just know that it's off.
Yeah.
Guy like me, what's a break angle?
It plays very evenly all the way up the neck.
Sure.
They get to work on it and they send him a prototype and send it to him in 1977.
Okay.
Just in time to do the photo shoot for the advertising that they're going to use. George Benson in a sweet suit.
Sure.
With his GB10. And they finish that just in time for George to split and head to the White House.
Okay.
Because there is a celebration of jazz as a truly American art form going on there. And George takes the prototype. Then he gifts it to Jimmy Carter.
What year was it that Willie Nelson went there and was smoking the marijuana cigarettes on the roof?
Smoking the weed dope?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jimmy's hanging out with bangers only.
Is the prototype George Benson signature guitar in the Carter Library?
Yeah.
Because isn't anything given to a president owned by
the people?
By us?
Maybe it's in the Smithsonian.
Right.
Who knows? I know that Jimmy Carter is a hell of a guy.
I agree.
Way to go, George, showing up at Jimmy's house.
In 1977, Jimmy Carter White House dollars, what's a person paying for this George Benson signature model?
I feel like this is a bad one. Ed's going to do really poorly on this.
Take your time.
$614.52.
$614.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It is $995.
Oh. I feel like I did pretty bad, but not terrible.
Not so terrible. In today dollars, Ed?
Yeah.
That's a whopping $4,650.
Ibanez was not screwing around, is what you're telling me.
No.
What is this model? GB10?
Yes. The GB10 is the original.
GB10, it looks like you can get one of those $3,600.
$3,600.
Still, a fairly pricey guitar.
Did Star Wars come out in 77?
That is an established fact. Disneyland, there's a whole Star Wars land there. And there is a ride, Rise of the Resistance, that is pretty bonkers. I bet George would love Rise of the Resistance.
I'll bet George has played Disney.
Probably.
He's probably played everywhere.
He's 79. I bet that dude would hop on that Rise of the Resistance ride and just...
He'd own it.
Go ham on that ride.
He's been married since 1962.
That's great. Congrats.
Lives in Englewood, New Jersey.
That's where you're from.
New Jersey, yes.
We should have George Benson on this show. I bet he would be a great guest.
I'll bet he would.
I bet he has stories.
He probably has tons of stories.
That would be awesome.
Well, let's hear this thing.
Okay.
Two floating pickups, as we mentioned. They are a formulation of Ibanez for George Benson.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're technically mini humbuckers or just merely that size. I'm in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed with the smaller body, it's a more articulated tone.
Articulated tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snappier.
Yeah. Would you classify that as not as warm?
Well, let's see. If I turn it to the neck pickup, maybe with that smaller, more compact body, you get more articulation. So if you're a jazzy shredder guy like Benson is, then you can...
Yeah.
It shows up more.
GB Special Humbuckers. So they're little mini humbucker guys.
Nothing like playing Stone Temple Pilots on a jazz bar.
If
that's what I was even doing.
Right.
Right. Let's hear the bridge pickup.
Yeah. Play a jazzy chord for me.
Jazzy chord?
Or maybe a little run, a little jazzy run.
How about I will teach you a thing?
Okay. That seems more bluesy.
That is what is called the bebop scale.
It just looks like the major scale.
The difference is you put an extra note in there and then you swing it a little.
I appreciate that. I will never play that.
Bebop scale. Pretty nice snap in that bridge position.
Yeah.
The middle's kind of nice. Gold hardware.
Fancy boy gold hardware.
Pearl buttons on the tuners.
Nice. Binding?
Yep. Binding on the neck, binding on the headstock, binding top and bottom of the body, and around the F-holes and the pickguard.
Man, oh man. That brace for the pickguard is a beefy brace kind of thing there.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if that's George saying, that thing breaks all the time.
And also, if you're adjusting the pickup off the pickguard, like, you probably need that thing pretty well in place. Kind of a tobacco bursty thing?
Yep. Single cutaway.
Yeah. What's that cutaway style?
Not quite Florentine.
Not quite.
But not quite Venetian either.
Yeah.
Let's say it's like Les Paul style.
Yeah, yeah. Rounded. Yeah. Okay, they sit at a table, they draw this thing out.
Yes.
He gets the guitar just in time to go play with Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
National treasure, Jimmy Carter.
Yes. Then it goes into production.
Okay.
And has been in continuous production ever since.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And there are other Benson models, right? He has a bigger one.
Shortly after this went into production, he requested a big boy, and they made that for him too, the GB20.
I'm on the Ibanez page right now. There's a GB10, there's a GB10 SE, SEFM, SEEM, and then there's the GB300, GB30. There's not a George Benson 20 right now.
Oh, does the 30 look pretty big?
Width, 15 3/4, depth.
Bigger than this.
3 5/8, a little bigger than the 175.
That's full on jazz box.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, 1978, George Benson signature?
Uh-huh.
GB10.
Yes.
$2,600. That is not bad, folks.
Yeah.
What's a George Benson song? Literally, I cannot think of a George Benson song, John.
On Broadway?
Oh, yeah? Okay. Do you think that's his hit?
I think he maybe had many hits.
76 best-selling album, Breezin'. The original version of The Greatest Love of All for the 1977 Muhammad Ali biopic, The Greatest, which was later covered by Whitney Houston.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Way too soon.
Yeah.
Lady Love Me, Turn Your Love Around. A lot of love songs. That's great.
Yeah, he turned decidedly smoother as time went on.
Oh, man, that's like me.
Old smoothie.
You've got a Walrus Audio.
Slow.
Yep. That's a good pedal.
That's a really nice pedal.
Put some fuzz on that.
Fuzz?
Fuzz, yeah. Perfect.
That's kind of fun.
That is what George would want to be played on this.
He would love it. You gotta try it. Ed, smaller sized jazz box, George Benson signature model, GB10. Buy or deny?
I love it. I'm super buy. And it's funny, it's got like gold hardware. It's all fancy boy style. I really like it a lot.
Me too.
To the point, I not very long ago bought a ES-175, 1960. It's got the reef in, so it's, you know, less.
Right.
I think I would just straight up trade the 175 for this thing.
It's pretty cool.
I think I like the 175 a little more in theory than in practice, you know?
I think that's fair. I think that happens to a lot of people. You're thinking about this guitar and the sound you're going to get and the things you're going to do with it.
Yep.
And like most everything else, you either do or don't.
Right. It is fun on the big jazz box to play into an amp at volume with some distortion and actually get the body of the thing shaking and stuff. What you were just doing on this is exactly what I would actually be doing. Fuzzed out riffy stuff on a big hollow body is cool.
I think so, for sure.
Yeah, George Benson seems like a cool dude.
He's a very cool dude.
Greatest love of all? You kidding? Probably get this thing and immediately bang out something just like that. Something just that good.
Yeah. I think it imparts you with that kind of skill, talent, foresight, and heart.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. The missing piece is this guitar. How about you?
Yeah, I would buy this.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. It's very comfortable. And I like that almost everything on it is how it is because George Benson specifically asked them to do it. And to know that Ibanez was like, yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Yeah. And I would never touch that break angle thing. I would never touch the pickup placement. Oh, and it's got those speed rollers on it. Oh, you've got to be a badass if you've got speed rollers.
Yeah. I can't be messing around trying to find where that thing is. I got one finger available currently.
Yeah.
And I need to turn that knob.
Fast.
It's got to be fast.
For sure.
This does make me think maybe my radar needs to include smaller sized jazz boxes and not just think the big ones.
Yeah. And this is an 89. It's in great shape.
It's in really good shape.
Yeah. Folks, it's out there at Thunder Road.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com, yes.
Get it so Ed doesn't have to.
Yeah, we'll take lots of pictures of this, how we like to do.
Sure. Put some on the internet.
Really? Should we?
I think we should. I think we should put at least one and maybe 10.
Oh.
Somewhere between 1 and 10 on the internet.
Well, we could put them on our Instagram page.
Maybe the boys at Ruinous. Ruinousmedia.com.
Ruinousmedia.com.
We'll put some pictures of this on their webpage because they have a mirrored high gain page over there on Ruinous Media.
The Ruinous guys?
Yeah.
On top of it.
Top notch, real smarty.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
Still no word on the Ruinous Media picnic.
I think it's coming soon.
Yeah. Facebook.
Instagram. Twitter.
We're lots of different places.
Oh my gosh.
Please leave a review.
On iTunes?
On iTunes. Anywhere?
Mainly on iTunes.
Mainly on iTunes, yes.
We hear that helps.
Yes.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
Play a jazz chord.
A jazz chord?
Yeah. That's a good one. What is that?
Minor 7 flat 5.
Ooh.
Also known in the biz as a half diminished.
Oh. That's great.
The jazzy chords.
Yeah. George would be like, oh my God, these guys.
I can play with this guy.
He's the best.
Yeah.
You know, we do this thing where we have these guitars and we don't even try to get a hold of George. That's a mistake because I bet we call up George and say, George, this Sunday, I bet he is not down for recording on a Sunday, though.
Yeah.
Guy married since the early 60s. His Sundays are probably booked up.
Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah. I'm sure when he listens to this episode, he's going to be like, man, I got to get in there.
I got to get on the high gain.
Yeah.
We'll do it any day you want, George.
Yeah, for sure. We will come in on a Saturday, come in on a Sunday. We'd come in on a Monday.
Maybe even a Tuesday.
Wednesday, I'm not going to rule that day out, or Thursday or Friday.
Yes. We're not completely open, but you have 7 days to choose from.
Options are available, George.
Yeah. All right, Ed.
Bye.
Bye.